And we are back. The Rory Sauter Show, coast to coast, worldwide. Listen to in 25 different countries on nearly 70 online platforms. Everybody, it's a beautiful night. We got a lot going on. I do want to welcome to the show. I believe he's with us. Very excited. We have best-selling author and tech guru, Kevin D. Miller. Kevin, how are you? Welcome.
I'm good, Rory. How you doing tonight, man?
Doing very well. Great to have you here. First time on the show. Like I do with all my guests when they first come on, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, how you got to where you are. I know you've done quite a few impressive things in your life. Tell us. I'm excited.
Sure, man. Yeah, no, sure. I'll try to shorten it down, man, because I've done so many things. But I'm an Air Force veteran. I spent 8 years in the United States Air Force serving this wonderful country, yes. I have a degree in electrical engineering and a degree in IT because I became I was an engineer for a while, and then I became a web developer a few years back. And I actually work for the city of Peoria in Arizona as their web developer. I grew up in Tempe, went to school there. I'm currently living in L.A. because I got two young daughters who are actually acting out here. I'm actually driving back from an audition for my youngest daughter. She just auditioned for a commercial. So, I've spent some time learning about my family history, basically, and that's why I became an author, because I kind of uncovered an incredible story of my family's that kind of took us by surprise, and I learned my last name really isn't the all-American Miller, it's actually the very Polish Puchalski.
Oh, wow.
And we got some newspaper articles. My uncle was at a funeral, and some cousins handed him some papers a few years back, some old newspapers. And they said, you might want to read these. And when we looked at them, what it was is that we had uncovered a scandal that my grandfather had actually kept to himself his entire life and took to his grave. He's actually the one that changed our name back in 1920, and he did it to kind of protect his family, protect us and the generations to come from this scandal that happened. His father was murdered in his sleep on their farmhouse in Southington, Ohio, back in 1920. And his mother was tied and gagged and bound, and it was said that they were robbed of $600 by some men. They sent my grandfather, who was 12 at the time, to the sheriff's office to fetch the sheriff and come back. And then an investigation ensued, and these newspaper articles kind of chronicled that story. And the story kind of takes some really bizarre twists and turns, and unexpected twists and turns. And my grandfather and his siblings end up in an orphanage in 1920 in Warren, Ohio. So there's a lot going on there, and finding these newspaper articles intrigued me so much, and I wanted to learn so much about this and learn about my family, as painful as the truth was. And I just, once I learned that much more about my grandfather, what an incredible man he was, I had to write this book, Heart of Steel.
I love it. I love it. And so tell everybody exactly about this book, because I know it's getting a lot of good feedback, and you're getting a lot of good responses, and it's quite the story.
Sure. You know what, Rory? It's got everything, man. I mean, it's based on a true story of my grandfather, like I just kind of went over there. And what it is, it's got murder mystery at the beginning. It's got a big murder mystery for people who like murder mystery. It's got speakeasies and gangsters. It's a family drama. It's got an orphanage drama. It has an actual love story too, because my grandfather, in the last part of the book, he meets my grandmother, who is Irish. You know, I know you're a little bit Irish there, and through 23andMe, I learned that I was 39% Polish and about 40% Irish. I'm sure that comes from my grandma. But the book itself, it's got a lot to offer people, and I'm getting a lot of feedback from readers that are just saying that they really were touched by the story. You know, they're like, I cried, I laughed, you know, I felt the emotion of Stanley's, you know, tribulations, and they kind of lived the story through his eyes, and they wanted to learn more. And I've got a website, heartofsteelbook.com, that's got a lot more information about the story on it, and it's got links to Amazon and Barnes & Noble where you can actually purchase the book. I've also got a link on there, too, where you can purchase an autographed copy if you would like that as well. But heartofsteelbook.com, you can check it out and learn a lot more about the story. But it's getting a lot of attention in the media. You know, it's getting a lot of great reviews and such. And, you know, I'm just really excited to get it out there. And I really enjoy hearing from readers, people who read the story, and it makes me feel good because it's kind of an inspirational story. You know, it's one of those stories that we don't have a lot of these days because, you know, here's this kid that's 12, 13 years old, and he's got this impossible, you know, impossible life to overcome, and he finds a way to do it. He finds a way to take care of his family and fight through adversity, you know, and that's why it's called Heart of Steel, because he definitely had a heart of steel.
Yeah, wow, it's quite something. And you know, tell us about your time in the military. I know you were in the military for a while, and you probably
sure.
experienced quite a bit.
Yeah, I spent 8 years in the military. I was actually in the late 70s through the early 80s. I was an electronic technician in the military, in the Air Force. I spent time at Grand Forks Air Force Base, North Dakota, which is the kind of cold I don't ever want to experience again in my life. But a beautiful state, man. Wonderful fishing and hunting and stuff up there to do. But it's a little too cold for me. I spent some time at Lubbock, Texas, in the panhandle of the awesome state of Texas. And spent some time in Mississippi, and I had a great time. I got Uncle Sam paid for my first degree in the military, and then I got out in about 85 and went to work for Motorola. So I've got some great memories and made a lot of great friends that I still talk to now and then and hook up with from the military.
And what was this process of writing the book? How hard was it to use every exact detail, use every exact, you know, thing so you didn't miss
yeah.
it, you know, leave anything out?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work,
right.
It's a lot of focus, it's a lot of dedication.
Oh,
right?
Man. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was a ton of focus. It took me about 3 years to actually write the book. You know, it took us a few more years for me to research and pull documents and talk to people and get old letters from family members and stuff. But, you know, I'm
yeah.
a web developer. I'm also a technical writer. I mean, I've got experience technically writing. That doesn't really translate to being a novelist and stuff. So I had to learn how to write the story. And I have a wonderful critique partner in my wife who's very, very good in writing. She should write herself. I keep trying to talk her into writing her own book. But then I had a good editor and to help me get through and write the story. But basically, yeah, it was a story that was emotional for me to write too, man. I mean, I sat there a lot of times writing and going and just living through my grandfather's eyes and his siblings and what they went through. And you know, I got pretty emotional a lot of times writing the story, and I think it translates because so many people, you know, write to me and contact me and say, man, I cried, man, at this. I laughed, you know, there's a lot of humor in there as well. My grandfather was also kind of a jokester. He had a great sense of humor, you know, on top of that. So there was a lot to learn. I learned a lot in writing the book, and I can't wait to write the next one.
Yeah, and it's a bestseller, and it's gotten a lot of great reviews, and it seems like you're gonna turn it into a movie. It looks like.
Yeah, Rory, that news kind of came to us this week. Now I have a friend of mine who's who coaches my daughter's acting careers, but he's
yeah.
also an actor himself, and he's a producer and director, and he has his own production company. Now I gave him a copy of the book. I said, dude, read this book for me, man. Just read it and tell me what you think, with the idea, you know, that he might come back and want to turn that thing into a movie. And that's exactly what he did. He said, you know, I read the book because you're my friend and stuff. But he goes, once I read the book, man, he's just like, you know, this is a great story, and this has got to be, let's just make the movie and let's do it. So we got the plans in place to do it, you know, and he's out there pitching it to studios and producers and working his tail off to get it on the big screen. And my two young daughters will be, you know, they'll be roles. This is what they do. They're both, you know, SAG-AFTRA actresses and wonderful actresses, and there's a couple really nice parts in there for them. And we're looking forward to moving forward and getting this on the big screen. And a lot of people are looking forward to it as well. I've got a lot of people saying, man, I can't wait to see the movie. You know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh no, it's all good. They're looking forward to the movie as well, you know, and it's like, this has got to be a movie. And I think because, I mean, one of the styles I wrote it in, I kind of wrote it in kind of a vivid, cinematic, dramatic way. You know, it's kind of fast-paced. Everyone who picks the book up says they could not put it down, you know. So as the author, it's kind of a promise to your listeners and to anyone who would read the book. It's like, make sure you have time because, you know, everyone has told me they can't put the book down once they start reading it. And a lot of people have read it in just like 2 days. So
amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
So it's you know, from what I'm reading, it's very mysterious. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. It's a cliffhanger for sure. You look at what Stanley had to go through, and you look at the craziness. I mean, he witnessed some pretty crazy stuff.
He did, and you know what? That generation, Rory, they were made of iron, you know, in those days. They don't make them like that anymore, I don't think. Because I sit there and I think all that he went through, you know, and what would he think today, you know, when we look around and we see, you know, the youth, they don't really understand what struggle is. And I think this is a good thing because I think that it's great that youngsters and stuff, the young generation today, look into your family, you know, learn something about your family. And I think I'm talking to a lot of my kids' friends and stuff, they're interested in that history of their family. They want to know about their family. And I think there's a lot to learn there. There's a lot of lessons that we can teach the youth of today, you know, by them seeing how their ancestors struggled. You know, I've got my two daughters reading the book, you know, and so that they can kind of see what their great grandfather had to go through, what he had to deal with and how he overcame it. You know, he didn't complain. He just, you know, put his nose to the grind and he pushed through it and found a way to survive.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you talk about, you bring up a good point. I mean, people should know their family history. They should study it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's awesome. I think it's cool. And you look at how you said it took you 3 years to write it. I mean, that you have to get every single detail. You have to make sure you do it right. And I'm sure it's a lot of memorizing. I'm sure it's tons of research. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a fun adventure, too. I mean, you really get to dive deep into these amazing subjects, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. No, it's an amazing ride, amazing trip. And now that we're trying to turn it into a movie now. So we'll have a screenwriter convert the book to a screenplay and go from there. So it's been a fun ride, Roy. It really has. And I really feel good when I hear somebody, you know, say, hey, this book touched me, man. This book motivated me. This book encouraged me, you know, because that as a writer makes me feel really good that I've touched somebody's life with this story, you know, because it does.
Right.
It's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
He was an amazing man. And I just, when I read and turned up all this, you know, all these facts and of his life, man, I said, I got to tell the story because he took the story to his grave, or my uncle was in the room when my grandfather passed in 1985. He had colon cancer, and he looked at my grandfather and he said, Pops, he's like, tell me about your life. And my grandfather just kind of looked at him and he just like, it raised a finger, man. He said, don't ever ask me about my life. And that's all he said. So he passed away. And even my dad, who's 86 years old, didn't know his name wasn't Miller.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible the stuff we learned. Tell everybody where they can buy this book and get involved in all that
kind
of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Visit my website. I've got a website up there called heartofsteelbook.com. And on that website, there's lots of pictures. There's lots of background information. There's lots of information about the book. And there's also links to where you can buy it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. There's links to either one. There's also a link to, if you want an autographed copy, just, you know, click that. And I'll get you an autographed copy out there. I think it's available on Walmart, too. I think I saw it pop up on Walmart's online store as well. So, but, yeah, please visit the site, heartofbooksteel.com.
Okay.